So please forgive my impudence for sitting up on this seat at this time. I was asked to do so, and so I'm going to try to say a little something about Lord Nityananda, his glorious appearance day, and the Sankirtan movement. We have placed on the board the first verse of the Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur. And I also have a poem written by Vrindavan Das Thakur called the Nityanandashtaka. And I've been spending most of the last couple of days rendering it into English poetry. So we'll hear that Sanskrit and English, and we'll try to explain a little bit about the ideas and the glorification in this poem. And then I'm hoping to get some help from Chandramali Swami and others who help fill out the wonderful lila and qualities of Nityananda Prabhu. But for now, we'll begin with this wonderful verse from the Chaitanya Bhagavat. I'll chant, you chant. Ajandu lambita bajo kanakava datao. Asankirtanaika pitaro kamalaya taksho. Avishambaro dvijavaro yuga dharma palao. Vande jagat priya karao karana avataro. Ajanu lambita bhujau kuna gava dato. And Sri Nityananda Prabhu, whose arms extend down to their knees, who have golden yellow complexions, and who inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Their eyes resemble the petals of a lotus flower. They are the maintainers of all the living entities, the best of Brahmins, the protectors of religious principles for this age, the benefactors of the entire universe, and the most merciful of all incarnations. So first a few words about Vrindavan Das Thakur, the author of this verse, the Chaitanya Bhagavat, and the Sri Nityananda Shtaka. Vrindavan Das Thakur was a direct disciple of Nityananda. He was barely a contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared when he was about 4 years old. He was the son of the nephew, of the niece of Srivas Thakur, I believe. And he was raised, of course, in the Sankirtan movement. And he was imbued with the highest levels of prema bhakti by his association with Nityananda and with all of the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his book, the Chaitanya Bhagavat, was the first book in Bengali on the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is recognized as a great repository of all the nectarian pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. But it got so lengthy, in fact, he began writing very extensively about Lord Nityananda and his pastime with Lord Chaitanya, that he only dealt very cursorily with the final lila, the Antilila of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his pastimes in Jagannath Puri, and his demonstration of this highest level of love of God, love of Krishna, in intense separation in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And so when Krishna's Kaviraj and Goswami was residing in Vrindavan, he had contact with Raghunath Das Goswami, who had witnessed all these final lila. And he also had other sources, such as Subhadamada Goswami's notes and remembrances. And so the devotees begged him, since he was Kaviraj, he was a great writer and author, to please compile these pastimes in the Antilila. And so that's how the Chaitanya Charitamrita came to be written, even Krishna's Kaviraj's old age. So now we will read this wonderful poem, this Nityanandashtaka, eight verses about Lord Nityananda. Nityanandashtaka, eight verses about Lord Nityananda. A few years, and I recorded it. But just last couple of days, I've been endeavoring to put it into English poetry. So please forgive me. I know this is not Shakespeare, but it's something. And so we'll read the Bengali, or the Sanskrit rather, And if you can, the final line is very wonderful. Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanata Dukandam Niravadhi. I worship Lord Nityananda, the tree, the root of the tree of devotional service. So here's how it goes. The first verse. Sarat Chandra Brantim Spuda Dhammalakantim Kajakatim Hari Premon Mattam Tritapada Masatvam Smitamukham Sada Gurnam Netram Kadakalita Vetram Kalibidham Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanatarukandam Niravadi Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanatarukandam Niravadi. When challenged by the splendor of his form and smiling face, the splendor of the autumn moon surrenders in disgrace. Insane with raging love of God, though he's God in disguise, he walks just like a drunken elephant and rolls his eyes. The coward's rod he carries is his weapon to destroy whatever ills and evils wicked Kali can deploy. O friends entrapped in Kali's clutches, yearning to break free, just Sirshi Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Next verse. Rasana magaram swajanagana sarvasumapulam tadiyaika prana pramadavasudha janavapatim sada premon madam padamavaditam mandamanasam bhaje nityanandam bhajanatadukandam nidavadi bhaje nityanandam bhajanatadukandam nidavadi. Unequaled in his love for Krishna, he's a vast abode of transcendental mellows only God has ever shown. For all his devotees, he's everything, and for his wives, Sri Vasudha and Janava, he is their very lives. Since love for Krishna makes him mad, his actions may seem odd, and so the foolish fail to see that he himself is God. O friends entrapped in Kali's clutches, yearning to break free, just serve Sri Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Next verse. Shati sunu prestam nikalicha gadishtam sukamayam kaloman janjivo dadadakanado damakarunam hare rakyananva bhavajalati gavo natiharam bhaje nityanandam bhajanatarukandam niravadi bhaje nityanandam bhajanatarukandam niravadi. Most dear to Shati's son, he is a reservoir of bliss. Throughout the universe, he's worshipped with great happiness. Impelled by deep compassion for the wretched state therein, he saves the people sinking fast in Kali's sea of sin by teaching them to chant the holy name with every breath, thus crushing the conceit of Maya's sea of birth and death. O friends entrapped in Kali's clutches, yearning to break free, just serve Sri Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Next verse. Ahe bratra ninam kalikalishinam kinna bhavata tataprayas chittam vratiya yidana yasitahime vradanti tam mittam sahabhagavata mantriyati yo bhaje nityanandam bhajanatadukandam nidavadi bhaje nityanandam bhajanatanuyandam nidavadi. He's speaking to Lord Chaitanya now. He said, O brother, just behold the people of this age, so full of sin, their sufferings beyond what I can gauge. Please give these fallen souls an easy process to attain the shelter of your lotus feet, the place beyond all pain. Instruct them all to chant Sri Krishna's name, the Lord replied, to worship him and follow the instructions he supplied. O friends, entrapped in Kali's clutches, yearning to break free, just serve Sri Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. So that's Bolo Krishna, Bhajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Shiksha. So now he's going, preaching now. He says, Yatishtam re bratu kodi hodi hodi dva namarash panisham toto vaksam sadham buddhatananadayo mihilagit idam bahu spotai atativatayam yak pativaham bhaje nityanandam bhajanatarukandam niravadi bhaje nityanandam bhajanatarukandam niravadi. O brother, kindly chant Hari Hari incessantly and also teach this process to your friends and family. Thus cross the sea of birth and death and be supremely blessed. Your liberation is the only alms that I request. Declaiming this to save the people declaiming this to save the people from illusion's thrall, with arms upraised high, he went to every house throughout Bengal. Oh, friends entrapped in Kali's clutches, yearning to break free, just serve Sri Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Okay. Okay, let's see. That was it. Okay. Moving along. Number six. Yes. Balad samsaram bo nidhadanakam bo dhavamaho satam shri yuksindu natakumadabandum samaditam kalashwini spurjit timadahadasoya papamaham bhaje nityan. Now here, we're going to three times like this. Bhaje nityanandam, bhaje nityanandam, bhaje nityanandam, bhaje natadukandam nidavadhi. A new Agastya Muni with great force he drinks the sea of birth and death. How loving and compassionate is he. For all the saintly devotees, he is the rising moon, expanding wide the sea, containing every kind of boon. And for the many demons filling people's hearts with dread, he is the sun dispelling all the darkness they can spread. Oh, friends entrapped in Kali's clutches, yearning to break free, just serve Sri Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Just serve Sri Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Just serve Sri Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Natantam gayantam halamam vadantam patipati vrajantam pasyantam swamabindadayantam chanaganam prakuvantam santam sakadunajagantam pakalanat bhaje nityanandam bhaje nityanandam bhaje nityanandam bhajanatarukandam nidamadhi. He wandered every path in Bengal chanting Hari Bol, his dancing and his singing giving joy to every soul. He put aside his own concerns to spread the holy name, and thus by preaching widely he fulfilled Chaitanya's aim. On seeing saintly devotees he felt great happiness, and with his mercy-laden glance he filled their hearts with bliss. Oh, friends entrapped in Kali's clutches, yearning to be free, just serve Sri Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Just serve Sri Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Just serve Sri Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Brahmantam Madna Subibranam Brata Kadasadasajam Komalatanam Vito Vaktraloko Chadatabodamananda Vidhim Brahmantam Madhuryar Ahamadayantam Podadanam Bhaje Nityanandam Bhaje Nityanandam Bhaje Nityanandam Bhajanatadukandam Nidavadi. Now this is the eighth verse. He gently took his brother's soft and graceful lotus hand, and as he gazed upon his face, he felt his joy expand. Chaitanya also felt great bliss to see the lotus face of Nityananda, and he held him in a firm embrace. And then they started dancing through the streets of all the towns, their beauty filling all with happiness that knew no bounds. Oh, friends entrapped in Kali's clutches, yearning to break free, just serve Sri Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Just serve Sri Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Just serve Sri Nityananda Ram, the root of the bhakti tree. Okay, now, the Pala Shruti, what you get. Of course, you have to have a pure heart. Let's see. Rasanamadadam, Rasagavadasan Vaishnavadadam, Rasagadam Sadam, Patititatitadam Smalanatam. Padam Nityanandashtakam Vidamapovam Patatiyas, Tadangri Dranvabjam, Spudantadatadam Tasividehe. For all his devotees who taste the mellows of devotion, this 8-verse hymn to Nityananda is a nectar ocean replete with endless waves and whirlpools of the sweetest love, beyond what even gods and goddesses are dreaming of. It has the power to deliver any fallen soul and place him at Sri Nityananda's feet, our final goal. I pray that those who read these humble verses I impart will always see his lovely lotus feet within their heart. Oh, friends and trapped in Kali's age, and friends and trapped in Kali's ages yearning to break free, please serve Sri Nityananda on the root of the bhakti tree. Please serve Sri Nityananda on the root of the bhakti tree. Please serve Sri Nityananda on the root of the bhakti tree. Hare Krishna. So that was the world debut of this little poem. And now we'll explain a little bit on each point here. So, first of all, a little bit about who Lord Nityananda is, and then we can speak a little on this poem. Lord Nityananda is none other than Sri Balaram. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Sri Krishna, Lord Nityananda is Sri Balaram. And he takes the role, as Balaram does in Krishna Leela, of being a helper in Chaitanya Leela. Lord Nityananda appeared a short time before Lord Chaitanya. And he grew up in Eka Chakra, the son of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. And he was the source of all joy and love for his parents and indeed all the residents of Eka Chakra. And all of his childhood play was centered on the Leela of Krishna. He was enacting all the pastimes, the birth of Krishna, the killing of Putana, the killing of the demons, the rasa dance, the lifting over downhill. And he also enacted the pastimes of Ram and even Parashuram and other incarnations of Krishna. And his parents and the other elders couldn't understand, where did he learn all these pastimes? He was just a small boy. He hadn't studied them in the Bhagavad Purana. But he knew them very well. And indeed, when he enacted them, everyone thought that the pastimes were being manifest right before them. So he was the cynosure of all eyes, and his father and mother, they could hardly bear to be out of his presence for even a moment. And when one day a very pious sannyasi came to the town of Eka Chakra, and Hadai Pandit, being a proper Brahmin, he of course greeted the sannyasi, he offered him all care and attention. And when it was time for the sannyasi to leave the town, the sannyasi begged for a little charity, and of course Hadai Pandit said, whatever you want, my lord, you are my master. And so the sannyasi said, I'm going on pilgrimage to North India and different places, and I need one Brahmin assistant. I need one nice assistant to help me in my way. So please, just loan me your son, just for a short while, and then I will return him in due course. And Hadai Pandit felt his heart shattering in despair, because he felt as if his very life breath was a little nitai. But still, he felt also like Dasharath, who had to let Ram go when the time came, and he had to follow that promise that he had given. So he consulted with Padmavati, and she said, whatever your decision is, my lord, I will follow it. And so he humbly gave nitai, who was a youth at that time, to this sannyasi, and off they went. And Hadai became stunned in ecstasy. He barely even breathed after that. Somehow or other, he maintained his life breath in his body. And Lord Nityananda started traveling throughout the holy places. Eventually, he apparently separated from that sannyasi. But he went, just as Balaram did, right? He went to all the holy places in India. And Lord Nityananda visited so many holy places. He went to Vrindavan. He also went to Dwarka. He went to Gaya. He went to many different places. And each place he went, he was chanting the holy name and in ecstasy. But he didn't find so many devotees who were in that emanating his pure love that he was hankering for. But then one day he met Madhavendra Puri, And when he met Madhavendra Puri, do I have any water? When he met Madhavendra Puri, he was in the highest state of ecstasy. And they embraced each other and fell down to the ground, stunned in a love of Godhead. Madhavendra Puri, of course, was at the highest levels of prema bhakti. We know that he is said to be the root of the worship of Radha and Krishna within the Madhva Sampradaya. And indeed, it's sometimes said that Lord Chaitanya followed and expanded on what Madhavendra Puri has given. So Madhavendra Puri was very ecstatic to see Nityananda, and Nityananda was very ecstatic to see Madhavendra Puri. And for days, they simply discussed Krishna in great ecstasy, bathing each other in tears, and hair standing on end. All the symptoms were present on their body. And finally, Nityananda said, "All my pilgrimages have now finally met success by seeing you and experiencing your pure devotion." So this was a very significant meeting. And then Nityananda, they were separated. And Nityananda continued to travel. And he even went to Puri. He went to Navadvip. But Lord Chaitanya Lord Chaitanya had not manifested his Sankirtan movement. So then he returned to Vrindavan and waited there for Lord Chaitanya to start the Sankirtan movement. And when he heard that Lord Chaitanya had begun his propagation of the holy name, he came to Navadvipa and stayed in the house of Nandanacharya, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And he stayed incognito there. Lord Chaitanya then revealed to his devotees, "I had a dream that this great personality has come. He was dressed like Balaram and he was performing all these wonderful pastimes. And now I think he is in the city now somewhere, so you go find him." So he sent Haridas and others out to look for Nityananda. And they looked in every house, but somehow they failed to find Nittai. So Lord Chaitanya said, "Come, I will go and show you where he is." So they went straight to Nandanacharya's house. And this meeting is wonderfully described in Chaitanya Bhagavat between Nityananda and Chaitanya. Nityananda was stunned to see his Lord, Krishna, and Chaitanya was also stunned to see Nityananda, his brother. And they began great ecstasy, kirtan, and Nityananda began dancing so powerfully, no one could restrain him. He would fall on the ground. They thought his bones were going to break. And he was crying, "Haribo, Haribo," for a long, long time in ecstasy. And finally, Lord Chaitanya, no one could pacify him, but Lord Chaitanya embraced him. And then he became completely quiet in the arms of his beloved Lord. And so after that, Lord Nityananda took up residence in Navadvip. And he married Vasudha and Janava eventually. But his activities there, which we won't go into in detail, we'll leave that for others, were often the activities of an avadut. Sometimes he would walk in the street without any clothes, and people would be shocked. Even Lord Chaitanya said, "What are you doing?" he says. And he would answer some other question. He wouldn't answer the point, and he would act like a madman, as we described in this poem. But Lord Chaitanya always expressed the highest regard for him, and indeed he said, "Anyone who thinks he's my devotee but has no regard for Nityananda can never achieve my mercy." Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Shri Shri Gopinath ki jai. So, in this way, Lord Nityananda lived with Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip for some time, and then of course we know Lord Chaitanya took sannyas at age 24. Nityananda was one of the ones to accompany him to Puri and followed him. And then when Lord Chaitanya went to South India, Nityananda did not go. He came back to Bengal. Lord Chaitanya wanted Nityananda to preach widely in Bengal. That's mentioned in this poem. But of course he would come every year, even against, when Lord Chaitanya said, "Don't come every year," he would still come. But he always returned and went to preach in Bengal. And so, in this way he helped Lord Chaitanya in his pastimes and fulfilled his every desire. And he has this wonderful quality of being so soft-hearted. He never gets angry at the devotees. And he's always simply flowing with bliss and instructing them and getting them to chant the holy name and this wonderful instruction that Lord Chaitanya gave to him, how to preach. Bolo Krishna, Bhaje Krishna, Karo Krishna Shikha. That's the whole philosophy right there, the whole preaching. Simply chant Sri Krishna's name, worship Krishna with love and devotion, and follow Krishna's instructions and propagate Krishna's instructions. That's the whole Sankirtan movement in a nutshell. So I'll go through this poem and we'll expand a little bit on each of the points. First of all is the great beauty of Nityananda. Just as Lord Chaitanya was stunningly beautiful, it is said that one of his weapons, we know that he appeared with his weapons, but unlike Lord Krishna, Ram has the arrows, Lord Krishna has the discus, and Vishnu has the club, and so many weapons, Parashuram has the axe, but Lord Chaitanya has his open hands, he's like this. What are his weapons? Well, his weapons are his beauty, and of course the holy names are also his weapons. And with those weapons, he disarms. The word disarm is very nice in English. He disarms everybody and attracts them, just as he did with Prakash and Saraswati and his many Mayavadis. By his wonderful effulgence and his beauty, he simply attracted their minds, and then he was able to enter their hearts and convert them all to Krishna Bhakti. So when challenged by the splendor of his form and smiling face, the splendor of the autumn moon surrenders in disgrace. But he's always in mad with love of God. And so sometimes, as I mentioned, he acts as an avaduto. His activities don't make sense. You know, he would go naked, he would say different things, he would put clothes on in different ways. And so the ordinary people cannot understand that he is the supreme personality of Godhead. He walks like a drunken elephant, just as Balaram. You know, Balaram likes to drink the Varuni beverage and roll his eyes in so many of his pastimes. So similarly, Nityananda Ram also does the same thing. So he has this coward stick. You remember the dream of Krishna's Kaviraj, how for the good quality of chastising his brother, who was trying to practice the principle of the half-hen logic. Does anyone remember the half-hen logic? Ardha kukata nyayi, nyaya. So half-hen logic is often applied to the Shastra as well. You take the parts that you want, and you leave the parts you don't want. Try to follow these things that you like. So once there was a foolish farmer who had a hen who was giving very nice eggs. And he was thinking, oh, this is very good. I'm getting so many eggs every day. But the accounts say that I have to spend so much money to feed this hen. So I'll subtract that apart. I won't have to feed the hen. I'll just simply chop off his head. And then I'll get the eggs without having to feed him. This is very intelligent. So he did that, and of course the eggs stopped coming. He lost everything. Similarly, if one tries to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without worshipping and loving Nityananda, then he gets nothing, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said. So Krishna's Kaviraj's brother was doing that, and he chastised him for that. And for his good behavior, Lord Nityananda appeared in his dream. And in the role of Balaram, swinging this stick, coward's stick, and surrounded by his devotees who were in the role of coward boys, he had these different gopas who came with him. He instructed Krishna's Kaviraj, go to Vrindavan. There you will find all things. All your desires will be fulfilled. And so the very next morning, without thinking about it, he left home and he went to Vrindavan. And he began associating with the great devotees of Lord Chaitanya there, and eventually wrote wonderful books such as Govinda Lilamrita and the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he's unequaled in his love for Krishna. He's a vast abode of transcendental mellows only God has ever showed. So he was unequaled, except, of course, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. And he's a vast abode of transcendental mellows. So I was reading up a little bit on Nityananda Prabhu. And, of course, in the role of Balaram, he has a fraternal relationship with Krishna. A little superior, very protective. But also he takes the role of Ananga Manjari in more intimate Leela, conjugal Leela, Radharani's sister. And in that role, he also brings the devotees closer in the conjugal relationship. So he can bestow, just as if we want to understand Radha and Krishna, we have to go through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given that. And of course, if we want to understand or serve Lord Chaitanya, we have to go through Nityananda Prabhu. And so Nityananda, like Balaram, is the principal, the original guru, the original bestower of spiritual strength for practicing devotional service. So Nityananda, when there was a bona fide guru in the Gaudiya Vaishnava line, he's understood to be a representative of Lord Nityananda. And therefore, we cannot ever, at any time, give up the service of Guru and expect that we will serve Krishna directly. There is always that wonderful intermediary between us and Krishna. So that's the principle. Now, he's destroying the ills and the evils of Kali, so that stick, that coward stick, serves as a weapon. And with it, you can think it is the holy names, it is the preaching, it is the beauty, it is the whole spreading of the Sankirtan movement, which is dissipating and destroying whatever soldiers Kali can bring to the battlefield. So this Sankirtan movement is under the guidance of Gaur Nitai. And they have given us these weapons. They have also empowered us to, in our small way, to help them spread the Sankirtan movement and dissipate the ills of Kali. Now, he's also very dear, of course, to his wives, Vasudha and Janava. Janava became the acharya for the whole Sampradaya upon the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. She was highly revered, a guru in her own right. And those wives, they felt that Lord Nityananda was their very life breath. Yes, again, it mentions how this love for Krishna makes him mad, so people cannot see that he is truly the Supreme Personality of God, Godhead. So he's worshipable throughout the universe. Of course, there are different planets where Krishna is worshipped, and Balaram is always there. And so Lord Nityananda is especially worshipped for his mercy, his great compassion on the fallen souls of this age. That's another point here. And he's always moved by deep compassion, impelled by deep compassion for the wretched state of the souls in this Kali Yuga. So we just saw this beautiful little play about how, by his mercy, he didn't give up on Jagai and Madhai. Just as Srila Prabhupada didn't give up on us. He is the perfect representative of Lord Nityananda. Coming into the heart of the Kali Yuga, surrounded by unlimited Jagais and Madhais in New York City. And yet he didn't give up on them. He kept trying in different ways in order to spread the chanting of the holy name. And by the spiritual power invested him by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, he infused the inspiration to chant the holy name. And his whole movement has grown from that seed and from that determination, which is nothing other than the same mood of Lord Nityananda. So it is by his grace that these Jagais and Madhais, of which we are all representatives, are being delivered in this age. Let's see. Okay. So he approached his brother. He approached his brother, Lord Chaitanya, and he said, just see how fallen they are in this age. Please give them some kind of a method by which they can easily approach you. And so, this is the method, Bolo Krishna, Bado Krishna, instruct them all to chant Sri Krishna's name, the Lord replied, to worship him and follow the instructions he's supplied. So we've seen, this was the essential instruction to Nityananda and Haridas, the first preachers in Bengal, and it's also the instruction to us on how to spread the movement. And we see Srila Prabhupada follow that so perfectly. Began with the chanting of the holy name. He wrote so many instructions, and he himself showed by example how to worship Krishna, and he taught these means to all of us. So then it describes how he was doing it. Oh, brothers, kindly chant Hari, Hari incessantly. So it describes in Chaitanya Bhagavat how he would go to every home, and if they opened the door, he would fall on the floor and simply beg them, give up everything else, just chant Hare Krishna. Chant the holy name, follow the instructions, worship Krishna. This was his means of chanting, with arms upraised. And the people would be so infused with bliss just to see his beautiful form and his merciful glance that they would take up the chanting. And in this way, all of Bengal was delivered. So then it describes Agastya Muni. Now, Agastya Muni is famous for having drunk the whole ocean. I think he did it twice. He took a little water, and by some mystic potency, the whole ocean was drunk up. So in a similar way, Lord Nityananda is forcibly drinking the sea of birth and death by spreading the Sankirtan movement. And for all the saintly devotees, he's the rising moon, which of course causes the ocean tides to rise up. So the ocean of good fortune is expanding for all the devotees when they are basking in the merciful moonshine of Lord Nityananda's influence. But for the demons, He's just like the bright sun. The demons like darkness. They're always in the mode of ignorance. So when they see the bright sun of Lord Nityananda, they scutter here and there and hide. You see? So this is recounted in various places in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ramchandra Khan, who was a very nasty fellow, he was disrespectful to Lord Nityananda, and he was destroyed. So Balaram, just as Balaram killed so many demons, so Nityananda, he kills the demonic mentality, but also the demons hide in fear from him. So then it describes how he's wandering every path of Bengal and fulfilling Lord Chaitanya's mission. You may remember, as I referred to, that Lord Chaitanya ordered him to preach throughout Bengal, but he was reluctant. He wanted to stay with Lord Chaitanya in Puri. He wanted to drink in the nectar of the Rath Yatra pastimes and so on. And Lord Chaitanya kept encouraging him, please go into Bengal. And so he did that. And that's a whole pastime in itself, if we won't get into that first going to Bengal, where he went and stayed for 1 month in one town. And they did constant Harinam without stopping. And even the children were so empowered, they were uprooting trees, from big trees. They were just, everyone was absolutely supernatural and supreme. And this is one of his pastimes when he started preaching. So that's still going on. I haven't uprooted any trees lately, but that empowerment to spread the chanting of the holy name, that is really the most important thing. And then it says, finally, together with Lord Chaitanya, he took his hand in his own lotus hand, and they looked at each other's faces, and when they did so, they were both filled with bliss, with unlimited bliss, and they started dancing together down the streets of all the towns and villages in Bengal, and shedding their kindly, merciful glances at everyone. And this is a wonderful pastime that's repeated again and again. So then there's the Palashruti, that this poem is filled with transcendental mellows. Of course, I will make it available to all of you if you want to chant the English or the Sanskrit. And it said here that, what is this? Anyone who chants this, the prayer of Vrindavan Das Thakur, is that they will have the lotus feet of Nityananda compacted in their heart, and they won't be able to forget those lotus feet. So these prayers, these literatures we've been given, there's truly an ocean available. Srila Prabhupada has given it, and it has been expanding. Even though he gave an unlimited ocean, it's still expanding by the efforts of his followers. Here we have the first book of the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Adi Kanda, with the commentary of Bhaktisiddhanta, translated so nicely by Bhumipati Prabhu. So we have an opportunity to absorb ourselves day and night in the glories and pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and in this way to maybe get a drop of their mercy so we can attain pure love for Krishna and also spread the Sankirtan movement. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I would request one of my god brothers, Chandramali Maharaj, if you can come up and say just a few words about Lord Nityananda. Please. Mike, is this mic live? Please make that live. Hare Krishna. Okay. You can't activate that one? You want to? I'm a little bit spaced out. I've been spending a couple of days trying to write this poem. I haven't, so forgive me for any mistakes or omissions. Yeah. He says the only mistake is I stopped. But I completely ran out. Whatever you like. Some of you may not know that Srila Prabhupada, of course we know his famous poem he wrote for Bhaktisiddhanta, but he was also fond of putting these songs and poems into English poetry. The old Back to Godheads have several songs. I think Nittai Pada Kamala he put into a nice little English poem. So I've taken that as approval, or at least an encouragement to do the same thing. So I've been doing that for some time. And yes, there will be a book coming out, hopefully in the near future. The CD also.
Krishna Prestaya Bhutale, Srimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaur Bhakti Vrindam, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna? Okay. So I was surprised to be called up here. Although he told me earlier that he was going to call me up. But that's, at that point it was a surprise. And then between the now and this, that time it's been total fright. But here I am, so I'm going to try to say something on Lord Nityananda. This morning we were speaking with the devotees and Bhavananda mentioned that Srila Prabhupada said one thing about Lord Nityananda, that he was very controversial. As you can hear from Dvija Prabhu's explanation of his character, his activities, and his mood of devotion, it was very difficult to understand because he was constantly intoxicated with pure love of God and always showing that pure love of God in the form of mercy to the conditioned souls. And the pastime of Jagaya Mada is an interesting pastime. And in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati gives a commentary. Here he wrote commentaries on the Chaitanya Bhagavat. And in one of his commentaries, he says, in regards to this particular pastime, that this pastime of Lord Nityananda showing mercy, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda showing mercy to Jagaya Mada, is not a historical event. It's not a historical event. It's not simply another story within the scriptures. It's a constant phenomena of Lord Chaitanya's. So in that way, we understand that this past.